Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Brian Gertz and Connor O'Donnell for getting us twitching this morning. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday.
Glorious Friday. Thank you to our executive producer. He had a song in his heart today. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Heat of the moment.
We didn't need to hear that. We could read your lips.
Let him go. Come on. He's got a song in his heart. And Brandon Fryer, thank you for your
heart. Flugenschnug. Flugenschnugenplug.
What he said.
I want the Swedish forward to cook if indeed they draft him tonight.
Anton Frandell. You know, I know you know who that is, Grody.
Hey.
You're expecting me?
Marshall Harris is here. He's right there. I can see him.
What up?
Let's have a celebration.
Happy Friday, everybody. That's why we're celebrating, because it's Friday.
And you heard his voice. It's Grody time! Oh, my God, he's here!
So who is this gentleman you guys speak of?
Anton Frandell.
And?
He's a Swedish hockey player who the Hawks are likely to take with the third overall pick tonight.
Does he like Swedish fish?
That's
like
a bork.
I get it. We want him to cook.
He's got a shot like a missile, and he's built like a tank.
Let me ask you a question, Molly. The Swedish chef, was he drunk?
All-time favorite of
was
mine.
Was he drunk during, like, was that puppet, like...
Was
I mean,
he supposed to be drunk?
What was the ailment? Like, was he blind?
I always thought that was a funny show.
Hilarious show.
I loved the two old guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
Smellman and... Muppet Show tonight.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
I was once in Disneyland, as opposed to Disney World, at the Muppet Show when an earthquake hit. And I'm sitting there, and I'm with my youngest daughter, and I turn to my right, and there was like, they spray water on you. It's like it's supposed to be in 4D or something, so there's all weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
So the lights kind of came up, and the thing was shaking. I thought it was part of the shtick, and then I saw my wife and the other two kids leaving, and I'm kind of like, hey, where are they going? And she's like, didn't you feel the room shaking? And I'm like... I thought that was part of it.
Because you're right.
Yeah.
A lot of the activities, it does. Like, it's so surreal.
Yeah. Hmm. Earthquake in Disneyland.
That's a real one.
Scary.
Earthquakes are scary. I've only experienced one, and it was from far, far away. But I was like, I don't like the fact that the ground under me doesn't feel like it's
stable.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good thing.
I've been in two. I was at that playoff game where Marshawn Lynch was running against Dallas.
That wasn't a real earthquake.
But they said that it registered.
It registered on the Richter scale. Yeah.
They make so much stuff up in Seattle. Yeah. Okay, settle down with your 12th man.
They're
and
trying
all
to make
stuff.
Up a basketball team that just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that is hard to believe. When I was covering the league, they existed. It is.
The Supersonics.
Did you see the one newscaster who did not say that Oklahoma City won? They just left it off his newscast.
Wow,
that sounds bitterness.
That's very grobber.
In Seattle,
that be grobber? Yeah, I don't acknowledge it. It never happened.
Super cool.
Yeah, that's rough. I do miss the Supersonics, man.
I just love that town. It's a great place.
Sean Kemp, man.
Yeah, Sean Kemp was like
Sean Kemp's had a tough go lately.
Oh, has there been some problems since he's been in the news feed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why? What's been going on?
I just remember his basketball prowess and his ability to dunk on anybody at any time from anywhere.
He scared me in that series against the Bulls in the finals. I mean, that was a frightening guy.
Pride of Concord High School in Elkhart, Indiana.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What happened? Did the bag of money open up or something? What was how? Did
that was when he was being recruited by Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But that's how he.
That's back in the day when he didn't have bags of money for players.
The NIL
good.
Has changed. Think about that.
Now
stuff.
You
it's
get
hilarious.
Your bag of money. Here it is, son, and everybody smiles and waves.
NIL changed the draft, the NBA draft over the last couple of days.
These college players were just staying in school? Yeah. Like, ah, I'm good. I'm good on that. Mm-hmm. You're saying I might be a late first rounder, but what if I'm not? So I'm going to just go ahead and make this guaranteed money playing in college on campus where there's lots of things available to me that may not be available to me in the NBA lifestyle.
Yeah, you guys go take Lachlan Albrecht. Yeah, you guys go ahead. I'm going to go back to college.
Plates. Chart there, you got a Matt Nagy. I've seen it, but it looks more organized today.
It's smaller. It's just it's just a template. It's just a reference point. It's all it is.
Is your apartment covered in that? Is it? Do you have it? There's wallpaper.
It is, and that's why
it's yarn and pins.
I never get the deposits back in my places. That's why. That's part of the reason why. So
I love all the tape and the inner workings there.
Yeah. It's just something to reference.
Just glancing, looking over your shoulder, glancing. Yeah. I see very few NHL draft notes on there.
Oh, I left this little, bit of space right here. There. I will eventually fill that in with NHL the hockey draft talk.
We're getting our hockey talk out right now. That's why we got David Haugh here.
Anton Frondell.
If we had more time, we'd get Brandon Pryor to weigh in too, but Michael we don't have as much time as we would like to talk about the hockey.
The Swedish chef has been spoken about. What else we got today, Marshall?
Exactly. We should probably tell him what else is coming, right?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
All right, we're going to turn Mullion Haugh loose and let you know coming up, we're going to talk Cubs and the roller coaster ride that was the 4-game series against the Cardinals. We'll talk about the biggest positive to take away from a 4-game split and the biggest negative to take away from the 4-game split. Plus, the Bulls, they did a thing on day 2 of the NBA draft.
They did a thing.
Yes. We'll talk about Mark Eversley as the front man for the Bulls. The Cubs, we're going to give out grades, guys. 81 games have been played. 81 games remain. We will give out Cubs grades to some players and also to the general manager and the manager. Halftime, five on it. You know how those things go. Plus, all-star finalists have been announced. And unless you want to see 8 LA Dodgers in the starting line for the National League, you might want to get busy Monday when phase 2 voting begins. Plus, we'll be joined by Jeff Blum and Cody Westerlund. Blum will talk about that series with the Astros for the Cubs and Allen Robinson made an appearance on the Take the North podcast. Mark Grody gives us a little tease on that and what you should be listening for. That's all coming up.
Have a great show.
Guys. Thanks, guys.